what I can tell you, the talks are happening. People are talking. You know, this coalition is going to happen. How it will look, I don't know. You know, I mean, but it will happen, and it needs to be a true coalition, and that's what the current majority coalition is striving for. They've been more than accommodating, acknowledging it. You know, they learned lessons from the past 2 years as they fell apart, and they're eager to have a house that functions, and as I am. But, you know, you put it together, and then you got to keep it together. And the way to do that is make everybody have value, you know, and make sure everybody's being heard and can operate as independent legislators like we are. But we have to get their numbers up so we can still get to 21 when it comes to policy issues and budget issues. And you just can't do that with 21 members.
Right, right.
And so, I mean, that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it, you know.
Sure. You've been getting a little bit of heat online about your dances and stuff. How are things going for you?
You know, when I get an opportunity to talk to the haters who just like to read too much Facebook, you know, they actually understand what I'm doing. When they look at the personalities, when you get to divulge some of the conversations you've had with, you know, when I have conversations with the Fairbanks caucus and with the Anchorage caucus and the Mattoo caucus, and I look at the campaign promises that were made, and you see how much we diverge from each other, and then you go down there, and if you start falling apart in large numbers, there's no fixing that, you know, and so you got to address that now, not after you get to Juneau.
Sure.
And you know, and the reality of it is, although 23 Republicans were elected, two chose to coalesce with the same caucus they were with last year. And then we went to an organizational meeting with 21 Republicans, Jay, but only 20 ever committed to the caucus at that time. In that organizational meeting, we only had 20 members committed. We had one member who did not commit to the caucus. We never had a clear majority. You know, we were never organized. We never had a clear majority. And we're too eager to claim control, and we never had it, you know. And that's a problem that we wanted to address now and not once we got to Juneau.
Sure.
And it bothers me that a lot of my fellow legislators, incumbents, friends that I served with last year will say, well, of course a coalition has to happen, but they want it to be all Republican-controlled, you know. Well, you don't end up with a true coalition, and you end up with Republican-controlled and a few Democrats join us to make the numbers. But even though they're sitting in the majority, they're still minority members, you know. And they don't get their voices heard, and it's not a level playing field. And times have changed, you know. We're not the red state we once were. When the numbers get this evenly split, 19-21 in the House, you know, it working together is absolutely essential to have a House that functions.
Gary, thanks so much for your time, as always.
Yeah. Thanks, Jay.
All right, take care.
Take care.